Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking at religion versus spirituality.
Ooh, that's a big one.
It is a big one.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's funny is it seems like more and more people are kind of questioning these things, you know?
It's true. And I think especially since 2020,
yeah,
you know, a lot of people went through some stuff and they really had to confront, like, who they were and what they believed in.
Exactly. And you provided us with this really interesting conversation between Angie Romero from the Spirituality Talk Show and Elaine Elise Mills, who's been practicing spirituality for over 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. She's got some good stuff to say.
I bet.
So let's dive in.
Let's do it.
One of the things I thought was really fascinating was how they both talk about this idea of 2020 being this turning point for a lot of people where they started to kind of question their beliefs and look inward.
Yeah, it's like everything just stopped, right?
Yeah.
And you couldn't go out. You couldn't do all the things you normally do.
And all the distractions were gone.
And all of a sudden, you're kind of stuck with yourself.
Totally. And Elaine actually talks about how the pandemic kind of forced people to confront these bigger questions about, like, identity and purpose, because all that hustle and busyness was stripped away.
Exactly. And a lot of people turned towards spirituality during this time, maybe for the first time.
Yeah. And I think that brings us to this really important distinction that they make between religion and spirituality.
Right.
Which, you know, can be kind of a tricky thing to define.
Definitely.
But the way Elaine describes it, religion is more like this structured kind of linear path.
Okay.
Often with a specific set of beliefs and rules that you're supposed to follow.
Like a roadmap.
Exactly. While spirituality is more about, like, individual exploration and personal experience.
Okay.
You know, it's less about dogma and more about discovering what resonates with you on a deeper level.
I can see how that would appeal to a lot of people, especially, you know, after 2020 and all the changes.
Right. Because it gives you that sense of freedom to kind of, like, figure things out for yourself.
Exactly.
Instead of being told what to believe.
And I bet that resonates with a lot of people who have had maybe, I don't know, some not so great experiences with organized religion.
Yeah. Angie actually uses the term church trauma, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, that's a powerful phrase.
Yeah. It really kind of points to that idea that sometimes those structured religious environments can be kind of damaging for some people.
And maybe push them away from spirituality as a whole.
Exactly.
Even though it can be something completely different.
And Elaine actually uses this really great analogy to illustrate the difference between religion and spirituality.
I love a good analogy. What is it?
She says, religion will come to you and say, I have the answer. This is how it is.
Yeah.
Where spirituality is like going inside and just exploring.
I like that. That's a great way to put it. Religion's got the answers and spirituality is like this big adventure.
Yeah. Like an open-ended question.
Exactly. And it kind of highlights that sense of freedom that a lot of people associate with spirituality.
Yeah. And it kind of takes the pressure off, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to have all the answers figured out.
Yeah.
You can just explore and see what you find.
And that exploration part is really key.
Yeah, absolutely. And this difference also kind of shows up in how they talk about the concept of God.
Okay. How so?
Well, religion often kind of portrays God as this external, all-powerful being, you know, separate from humanity.
The classic kind of image of God.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. But in spirituality, it's more like the focus is on God residing within each individual.
God's inside each of us.
Yeah. More of an internal connection.
Interesting.
And Elaine actually shares a really personal story from her childhood that kind of led her to this belief.
Oh, tell me about it.
She talks about this moment where she was in nature and she felt so connected to everything around her and realized that God is in everything.
Wow.
And then from there, she came to the understanding that God's in me.
Power.
Yeah. And I think for a lot of people who are maybe disillusioned with traditional religion, that idea of having this internal connection with something greater can be really appealing.
Yeah. Definitely. It's like you don't need an intermediary or a set of rules to connect with the divine.
Exactly.
It's already there inside you.
Right. And that can be really empowering, you know?
Totally. Especially if you felt like you've been judged or constrained by religious doctrines.
Exactly. But it's not all sunshine and rainbows.
Mm-hmm.
Angie and Elaine do express some concerns about organized religion.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They talk about how some religious structures can become overly rigid and focused on control through fear rather than on fostering a genuine connection.
Yeah, I can see how that would happen.
Yeah. And Angie even uses that phrase again, church traumas, to describe the negative experiences that some people have had within those kinds of structures.
Yeah. And it's like those negative experiences are what's driving people towards this more individual, you know, exploratory approach to spirituality.
Absolutely. And they use a very specific example to highlight this tension.
What's that?
Yoga.
Yoga.
Yeah, they both share stories about encountering pushback from religious people about their yoga practices. Some people even accuse them of worshiping other gods.
Really, just for doing yoga.
Yeah, which is ironic because yoga at its core is really all about inner exploration and self-awareness.
It's like anything that emphasizes personal experience is seen as a threat to some religious institutions.
Yeah, it's like if you're not following the rules, then you're doing something wrong. So what does this tell us about the potential benefits of pursuing a spiritual path as opposed to strictly a religious one?
I mean, it seems like for a lot of people, the appeal is the freedom to explore, the ability to like tailor your practice to your own individual needs and not have to stick to a set of rules.
Yeah, and maybe it's also about that personal connection with the divine, that sense of God residing within you, which can be really empowering and fulfilling.
Especially if you felt disconnected or disillusioned by organized religion.
Absolutely. So there are definitely some things to consider when you're kind of weighing the pros and cons of each path.
For sure.
And as we continue this deep dive, we'll explore those in more detail and help you kind of navigate this complex landscape and figure out what might resonate most with you.
Sounds good. I'm ready to keep going.
So, you know, one thing that Angie and Elaine talked about that I found really interesting was this idea of alternative medicine and how it kind of ties into spirituality.
Yeah, they were talking about holistic medicine and how it's all about looking at the whole person, you know, mind, body, and spirit, not just treating the physical symptoms.
Right. It's like taking a more integrated approach to well-being.
Yeah, exactly.
And Elaine even mentioned that sometimes what we think of as like physical problems might actually be stemming from deeper spiritual or emotional imbalances.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And if you address those root causes, you can actually achieve like a more complete kind of healing. It's like our Western medicine is very good at compartmentalizing things, you know, treating the symptom, but not always looking at the whole picture.
Exactly. And this holistic approach is very much aligned with spirituality, right? It's about recognizing that everything's connected.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, could embracing this holistic view of well-being be seen as like a benefit of pursuing a spiritual path?
I think so, because spirituality is often about like cultivating a deeper awareness of yourself and your place in the world, and that includes like your physical, emotional, and mental state.
So if our spiritual well-being is tied to our overall health, how do we actually start integrating that into our lives? Like, where do we begin?
Well, both Angie and Elaine really stress the importance of experimenting and self-discovery.
Okay.
It's about becoming your own spiritual scientist, trying different things, seeing what resonates with you personally.
There's that theme of personal exploration again, like trusting your own inner guidance.
Right. And paying attention to your feelings, your intuition. Elaine actually believes that our emotions are like an internal compass guiding us on our spiritual journey.
That's interesting because it's a bit different from the approach that a lot of traditional religions take, where it's more about, you know, following the rules, adhering to a specific set of beliefs.
It's a much more internal process. It relies on your own inner wisdom, not on external authority.
So how can someone who's used to a more structured religious framework make that shift? How do they transition to a more intuitive spiritual approach?
I think it starts with cultivating a sense of curiosity, being open to trying different things without judgment or expectation.
Okay.
Like, think of yourself as a spiritual scientist, you know?
I like that.
Experiment with different practices, see what
Take
happens.
the pressure off, right?
Exactly. It's not about following a rigid set of rules. It's about discovering what works for you, what helps you connect with yourself and something greater.
But of course, there are challenges along the way. Angie and Elaine brought up the potential for what they call church traumas, those negative experiences within organized religion.
Right. Like, some religious structures can become so rigid and dogmatic that they end up causing feelings of guilt or shame, even fear.
And I can see how those experiences could make someone hesitant to explore anything related to spirituality at all.
Absolutely. But it's important to remember that at its core, spirituality is about connection, love, acceptance.
Okay.
It's not about conforming to a set of rules. It's about finding what truly resonates with your heart and soul.
So how do we differentiate between those, you know, potentially harmful aspects of organized religion and the more positive aspects of spiritual exploration? How do we know what's right for us?
That's where discernment comes in. It's about being mindful of the impact that a particular practice or belief system is having on you. Does it make you feel empowered, connected, or does it make you feel restricted, judged? Trust your gut feeling.
Okay, so it's about finding what feels authentic and true for you, not blindly following any one path or leader.
Exactly.
Would you say that this ability to choose your own path is one of the main benefits of pursuing a spiritual path?
I think it's a huge benefit. It's about reclaiming your agency, becoming the author of your own spiritual journey instead of subscribing to someone else's dogma.
And that can be so empowering,
yeah.
Especially for people who have felt, I don't know, stifled or even hurt by their experiences with organized religion.
For sure. But as with anything worthwhile, it takes effort. It takes self-reflection.
Right.
It's about being honest with yourself about what feels right and what doesn't, and being willing to adjust course along the way.
Which goes back to Angie and Elaine's advice about being that spiritual scientist, constantly experimenting, refining your approach as you go.
Yes, approaching spirituality with an open mind, not with dogma.
They also talked about how yoga, which is often associated with spirituality, has sometimes been viewed with suspicion by some religious groups.
Yeah, they shared those stories about encountering resistance, even being accused of worshiping false gods simply for practicing yoga.
It's like that emphasis on inner exploration that yoga encourages is seen as a threat to some religious institutions.
And that brings us back to that fundamental difference between religion and spirituality, doesn't it?
Right. Where religion relies on external authority, spirituality emphasizes personal experience.
And that shift can be tough for some people, especially those who were raised in a religious environment that discouraged questioning or independent thought.
But like Angie and Elaine said, spirituality isn't about blindly following anyone.
Right.
It's about learning to listen to your own inner guidance, making choices that align with your values and beliefs.
Which might involve questioning traditions, challenging assumptions, finding your own unique ways of connecting with the divine.
And that leads us to the final part of this deep dive, where we'll wrap things up by taking a closer look at the benefits and drawbacks of each path, and hopefully offer some guidance on how to navigate your own spiritual journey. So as we wrap up this deep dive into religion versus spirituality, I feel like we've uncovered some really profound ideas.
Yeah, we have. And for me, what really stands out is this idea that there isn't one right answer, you know?
Absolutely. It's not like a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. What might feel really empowering and freeing to one person might feel totally chaotic and unsettling to someone else.
Totally. And Angie and Elaine, they really emphasize those benefits of choosing that kind of more personal spiritual path.
Right. Like defining your own journey, connecting with your own inner wisdom, experiencing the divine in a way that really resonates with you personally.
Yeah.
So like you said, it's about tailoring your spiritual practice to fit your own soul.
Exactly. But they also acknowledge that for some people, that open-ended approach can be kind of intimidating, especially if you're used to that structure and that certainty that comes with a lot of religious institutions.
Right. It's like stepping outside your comfort zone, right?
Yeah.
Into uncharted territory.
Yeah.
It's a little risky. But there's also so much potential for growth.
For sure. And we have to acknowledge that the spiritual path, it's not always easy.
Right.
It can be a lot of inner work, self-reflection, you know, even confronting some of your own beliefs and patterns that might not be serving you anymore.
It's like shedding those old layers
yeah.
and becoming a more authentic version of yourself.
Exactly. Which brings us back to Angie and Elaine's advice about becoming that spiritual scientist.
Yeah.
Approaching spirituality with curiosity, with that willingness to experiment, not getting stuck in dogma.
Right. And that can be a really powerful antidote to some of the downsides of organized religion that they talk about.
Right. Like that rigidity and the dogma and the potential for those church traumas.
Yeah. That can definitely lead to a sense of disillusionment with anything spiritual.
Yeah, for sure. But we also can't forget that those negative experiences don't erase all the potential benefits that religion can offer. Angie talked about the importance of community, support, shared values. Those are things that a lot of people find within religious organizations.
Like finding that home for your soul, right?
Yeah. And for some people, that structure and that sense of belonging is really crucial.
Totally. So what does this all mean for our listeners? What are the key takeaways here?
I think the biggest one is that there's no right or wrong answer. There's no one path. It's about figuring out what best supports your own growth and helps you connect with that deeper sense of meaning that we're all searching for.
And remembering that it's a journey, not a destination.
Right.
Be open to exploring, to questioning, to changing your mind.
Absolutely.
Trust your intuition. Be kind to yourself and allow your own understanding to unfold in its own time.
There's no need to rush.
No.
Or have all the answers figured out right away.
Exactly. And I think maybe the most important thing is to approach this whole journey with a sense of curiosity, openness, and compassion, both for yourself and for other people who might be on a different path.
Beautifully said.
So we'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode. What resonated with you? What questions came up for you?
Yeah, share them with us.
In the meantime, keep exploring, keep questioning, and remember, your spiritual journey is yours.
It's unique to you.
Embrace it.